Zondervan presents Think Big by Ben Carson, M.D., with Cecil Murphy. Read by Richard Allen. Introduction. The renown that riches or beauty confer is fleeting and frail. Mental excellence is a splendid and lasting possession. Sallust, 86 to 34 B.C. This is a book about giving our best, and especially about doing whatever we can to help others. About thinking big, one of the important concepts of my life. It might also be called a book about excellence, or about dedication. It is also a book about people who give their best and who think big. I chose this theme because our society tends to focus on super entertainers, sports figures, politicians, or highly publicized individuals who do outstanding work and get recognized for their achievements. I am all for achievement and just as much in favor of recognition. But what about those who give their best but never receive recognition, or financial reward, or honor, or fame? My life has been a rich one, having been blessed by God in many ways. My first book, Gifted Hands, has brought me much recognition and has focused the spotlight on me. Consequently, many people have expressed appreciation for what I have been trying to do. High school students have written to tell me that the book has challenged them and changed their lives. Dedicated teachers have given out copies to all their students. A number of congregations bought copies of Gifted Hands to give to students. I know of at least two businessmen who each bought more than 1,000 copies to distribute, and I am grateful. I am pleased to know that my story has encouraged many, and thankful for every word of appreciation. But I also want to point out one of the great truths of life. I did not do it alone. I had help along the way. Competent, committed individuals gave me their best without reservation. Often I received the recognition, but now I want to pause long enough to shine the spotlight on them, if only for a moment. They deserve it. Without repeating most of the experiences detailed in Gifted Hands, I want to acknowledge the significant individuals who helped Ben Carson climb from the academic bottom of his fifth grade class to become, at age 33, head of pediatric neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins Hospital. One of the youngest persons ever to have such a position, I am the only black person to have such a position at a world-renowned institution. God endowed me with ability, but I would never have been cognizant of those gifts or used them if others had not taken time to share their talents by giving their best to me. I hope that now you will walk another step further with me. I want to take you through my life again and tell you about those special, rare, and gifted people who have made my achievements possible, and who did it often without realizing it, simply by giving their best. Part 1. Giving Their Best and Thinking Big. There are loyal hearts, there are spirits brave, there are souls that are pure and true. Then give the world the best you have, and the best will come back to you. Madeline Bridges. Chapter 1. Do It Better. It is chiefly through books that we enjoy intercourse with superior minds. In the best books, great men talk to us, give us their most precious thoughts, and pour their souls into ours. God be thanked for books. They are the voices of the distant and the dead, and make us heirs of the spiritual life of past ages. Books are true levelers. They give to all who will faithfully use them, the society, the spiritual presence, of the best and greatest of our race. William Ellery Channing. "Benjamin, is this your report card?" my mother asked as she picked up the folded white card from the table. Yeah, I said, trying to sound casual. Too ashamed to hand it to her,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?